Next is a class from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Volume 8, Chapter 20, Text 144 through 146, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in December of 1966 in New York.
Vedadi Sakal Shastri Krishna Mukha Sambandha তাঁর জ্ঞানে অনুসঙ্গে যায় মায়াবন্ধ। লর্ড চৈতন্য সামারাইজিং দি পারপাস অফ দি বেদিক নলেজ, হি সেজ দ্যাট বেদাদি সকল শাস্ত্রে মুখ্য সম্বন্ধ, অল দি বেদাস, অল দি বেদিক লিটারেচার, অল স্ক্রিপচার, অল ওভার দি ওয়ার্ল্ড, অল ওভার দি ইউনিভার্স. What is meant? What is the purpose of the scripture? The purpose is to understand Krishna. That's he is summarizing the whole thing. The all purposes of different types of scriptures, Vedas, they are meant for realizing what is Krishna. That's tar gane anusange jaya maya bandha. Simply by understanding Krishna, one becomes automatically liberated from this material entanglement. A Krishna conscious person hasn't got to make separate endeavor and attempt to become liberated. The more you understand Krishna, the more you become liberated. Anusanga, as a byproduct. Just see how material entanglement, this body, at any moment you can be finished. You cannot be finished, but your all activities is. So therefore we should be very careful, because we have to pull on with this body. Because unless you are perfectly in understanding of Krishna, there is no release from this body. It is not that I want to get release myself from this body, therefore I cut my throat and I get released. No, that is not possible. You have to be completely detached from this body, and that can be possible when you come when you understand at least something about Krishna. You cannot know Krishna completely. That is not possible. He is unlimited. But even a little knowledge of Krishna, preliminary knowledge of Krishna, will make you liberated from this material entanglement. Salpamati yasya dharma satrayati mahatu bhaya. So this Krishna consciousness is so valuable that even little progress will make you liberated from this material entanglement. He is citing another nice verse from Padma Purana. There are 18 Puranas. Out of that, this Padma Purana is one of the most important Puranas. Vyamahaya characharasya jagatasti purano gama stang tami vihidevatang paramikam jalvant kalpavadi. Siddhanta tu punarika eva bhagavan vishnu samastagama vyaparesu vivechana vyatikanam nitesu nischiyate. In different Puranas, these Puranas are made just to complete Vedic knowledge or supplementary addition to the Vedic literature. Because Vedic literature is very difficult to understand. Therefore, they have been expanded by the Puranas for different classes of men. So there are three divisions of the Puranas. Shaktik Puran, Rajasik Puran and Tamasik Puran. Shaktik Puran is meant for the higher class of people who are in transcendental knowledge of Brahma, Paramatma and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rajasik Puran are meant for those who are aspiring to have improvement of material condition, and Tamasik Puran are meant for those who are in the lowest stage of little, just like animal life, and to develop them, the Puran is helping them to come to the second and first stage. So, in the Puranas, there are different worship of different demigods. Just like in the Tamasik Puran, there is a description of the worship of Goddess Kali. You have seen perhaps the picture of Goddess Kali, a black female standing with a sword and cutting the heads of so many people, like that picture, Goddess Kali. An animal sacrifice is offered before Goddess Kali. So, such kind of worship is mentioned in the Tamasik Puran. The purpose of such worship and demigods, several times I have explained to you. So, Padma Puran is Sattik Puran, for men who are in the modes of goodness. So here it is said that although in the different Puranas there are recommendations for worshipping different kinds of demigods, but at the conclusion it is found that Vishnu, the Supreme Lord, He is all in all. Just like you have not seen in India, if there is worship of any other demigod, just like Durga Puja. So, even in that paraphernalia of gorgeous worshipping arrangement, when the worship will begin, the first worship is offered to Vishnu, Jagyeshwar. Because, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, kamasthasta hitagyana jajanti annadevata. Those who are mad after material sense gratification, they go and worship other demigods to have some immediate reward. And they get it. But how they get it? That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Moyiva brihitan hitan. They cannot have that reward without my sanction. Because the demigods, they are also subordinate servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the demigods, although they can give you the reward which you want, but with the permission of the Supreme Lord. Because they are not fools. If somebody somebody comes outsider and asks from this institution, our society, hey, please give me this. So you can deliver it, but you will take permission from me. That is it. There is common custom. Similarly, the demigods also, they cannot offer the reward without sanction of Vishnu. Mahiva bhitanita. antavattu phalam tesha. Tabat Vishnu is present in the midst of worshipping other demigods. Vishnu is present there. And that is the system in Vedic process. So, therefore, Vishnu is supreme. Why Vishnu sanction is required? Therefore, it is understood, although in different Puranas, different types of worship for different types of demigods are recommended, but the ultimate sanction is of Vishnu. Therefore, Vishnu becomes supreme. So from this verse, Lord Chaitanya wants to impress upon us that don't be misguided for worshipping different demigods. The ultimate issue, the Vishnu is worshipped. Aradhananam sarvisham Vishnu aradhanam param. Even in the Shiva Puran, it is stated that Parvati, the wife of Lord Shiva, she was asking Lord Shiva to serve, worship, which worship is the best. There are different kinds of worship mentioned in the Vedic literature. The Lord Shiva replied, Aradhananam sarvesham, Vishnu aradhanam param. There are different kinds of worship, but the best and the supreme worship is worship of Vishnu. Then again, he gives more stress. Aradhananam sarvesham, Vishnu aradhanam param, tasmat parataram devi tadiyanam aradhanam. And more than Vishnu worship is to worship the devotee of Vishnu. Tasmat parataram. Vishnu aradhanam is the best. And better than the best worship is to worship the devotees of Vishnu. This is recommended in the Shiva Puran. So, Lord Chaitanya making an analytical study of the Vedic literature, and he is giving his conclusion. This is called Mahajana Jina Gatasya Pantha. We have to follow the footprints of great acharyas. Lord Chaitanya is playing the part of acharya. So his conclusion is the same. Lord Krishna said also, the kamastasya hita jnana jayanti anna devata. Those who are worshippers of other demigods, they are mad after sense gratification. That means they are third class. Those who are mad after sense gratification, they are not considered first class men, because they are not transcendentalists. They are materialists. Just like animals. They do not try anything. Simply sense gratification. Ahara midra vaya vaitam. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. That is their business. So, those who are engrossed in the matter of sense gratification only, they are not in higher position. Therefore, hitajnana. Hitajnana means those who have lost their sense. For sense gratification, they have lost their sense. Hitajnana. So, Lord Chaitanya wants to say that don't be hitajnana. Don't be hitajnana or senseless. Sensible. Mukha gauna vitti kimba annaya beti reke veder pratigya kival kahoye Krishna. In any way you study Vedas, directly, indirectly, this way or that way, the conclusion is that the objective is Krishna, not Chaitanya. And in the Bhagavad Gita also we get the same information. You will find in the teachings of Bhagavad and Lord Chaitanya the same thing as in the Bhagavad Gita. That is the beauty of our teachings of all acharyas, that you won't find any deviation from the teachings of Krishna and the teachings of acharya. Therefore it is said, acharyavan purusa veda, one who has the guidance of a bona fide acharya, he knows things what it is. Acharyavan purusa veda, one who is under the guidance of bona fide acharya, he knows things what they are. So, Krishna also, as a spiritual master of Arjuna, he played, he is the original acharya. Then acharya's disciple becomes acharya when he assimilates the knowledge received from bona fide acharya. So, he becomes bona fide to act as an acharya. Evam parampara prapta. Acharya means one who has become a rigid disciple of his acharya. Just like a critical student under a professor, he becomes a first-class professor. Similarly, a person who is a very rigid student of bona fide acharya, he becomes next acharya. That is the evam parampara prapam. This is the disciple succession. So, as in the Bhagavad Gita, 5,000 years before, Lord Krishna said, Vedaishta sarvai ahameva vedam. The purpose of all Vedic literature, the conclusion is that to understand me, Krishna. By understanding Krishna, immediate liberation, that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Janma karmam medibhyam ju janati tattva. Taktadeham punarjanma naiti mameti kaunte. Anyone who can understand critically and in truth about the appearance, disappearance, activities, transcendental activities, pastimes of the Supreme Lord, Krishna, he at once becomes liberated. Taktadeham. This person who has known like that, taktadeham, by quitting this body, punarjanmanaiti, he never, no more, he takes another material body. Then what does he do? Mameti, he comes to me. So simply by understanding what is Krishna, one becomes liberated. Vedas, knowledge of Vedas means to become liberated. The knowledge of Vedas is set in such a way that they are directing that you have come here to enjoy this material world. So you try to enjoy in this systematic way. Just like government gives you facility. You want to do some business, the government gives you all facility, but under certain rules and regulations. Not that whatever you like and do. No. You have to get license to do any sort of business, even if you do any nonsense. Still, you have to follow the rules and regulations of the God. So Vedas means that we, conditioned souls who have come here in this material world to become an imitation Krishna, to enjoy. Because Krishna is enjoy, and we are all here imitation enjoy. Imitation. Frog philosopher. So, Krishna is very kind. He has given you all facilities, all right. You enjoy, you build up, you construct skyscrapers, and again break it, and again do it. And waste your time. So he gives us facility. He supplies us materials. All right, you take materials. Because he has no scarcity, purnam. He is complete. So whatever you go on taking, you take, you build and break and keep it again. Dig earth and Make high buildings and again break it and fill it up.
This is your business. War. Bring that.
And waste your valuable time. Your life is meant for realizing yourself, self-realization, and get out of this material entanglement. But if you want to waste in that way, well, Krishna will give you all facilities. Rest. So this is going on. Therefore, Vedas, they give you instruction. All right. You want to enjoy, just try to enjoy it this way, so that by following the Vedic principle, you'll come to this stage of liberation. And what is that? Knowing Krishna. Vedaishta sadvayyahamiva vedam. By study of Vedas, when you come to that conclusion, that Krishna is everything. Vasudeva sarvamiti. Krishna is everything. Samhatma sudurlava. That great soul is very rare. So, similarly, as Krishna says, this is called disciplic succession. Lord Chaitanya, although he is Krishna himself, but he has accepted the disciplic succession. From Krishna, I have given you the process of disciplic succession. from Krishna, Brahma. From Brahma, Narada. From Narada, Vyas. From Vyas, Madhya. From Madhya, Madhavendra Puri. From Madhavendra Puri, Ishwar Puri. From Ishwar Puri, Lord Chaitanya. So, evam parampara. So, in the parampara system, in the disciplic succession, you'll find no change. The original word is there. That is the thing. They are not foolish to manufacture something new. What new? The people are after something new, manufactured by the teeny brain. What new can manufacture? That is all nonsense. If you want really things, then you have to take the old, the oldest. You cannot change anything. Can you change any law of the sun rising or sun setting? The old law, they are going on and you have to follow. So you cannot manufacture anything. The same seasons are coming, millions of years, as there was system of change of seasons that is going on. Millions of years before, the sunrise, sunset was going on. There is millions of years. The death was there, that is going on. The birth was there, that is going on. The disease was there, that is going on. So what you can change? You are simply foolishly wasting your time. There is no possibility of changing the laws of nature. It is simply futile attempt. Therefore, those who are sane people, they understand that this life is meant for not fighting with the material laws which I cannot change. Better stop this nonsense and realize yourself, what you are, what is your duty, and what is the human form of life is meant for. And that is stated here, that you have to realize Krishna. You have to become Krishna conscious. If you become Krishna conscious, then your life's mission is fulfilled. Thank you.